Aaron, it's 8:42. More councillors from migrant backgrounds have been elected to the country's 31 local authorities than ever before. Our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke to some of those newly elected politicians from around the country. First up is Amar Ali, a new Fianna Fáil councillor on Dublin City Council representing the Southwest Inner City.
I'm delighted to be elected. It's not about just being elected as a councillor. It's about having a plan to serve the people who have trusted you.
What are you going to do now that you've got the job?
Dublin Southwest Inner City, Dublin 8, has been neglected for many years. We need to provide young people of Southwest Inner City a better future. We need more representation from the migrant group, from the migrant community. When I want this seat, it will give a boost to the thinking of that anyone who stands has a good and equal chance of winning.
My name's Dara Adelaide. I was born here in Ireland. My mom's from Ireland. My dad's from Nigeria. I'm representing Clondalkin as I've been elected a councillor.
Why did you choose to stand for election?
I got involved in People Before Profit back in 2019 when the nurses were on strike. Clondalkin is quite a working class area. I'd seen the misery austerity policies has put people through. Running in an election for my local area where I've been active on these issues, I think, was a very kind of logical next step. Having canvassed and knocked doors of many different people from all sorts of diverse backgrounds, I think it's very easy to notice that regardless of where they're from, people bring up the exact same issues around housing, around the lack of access to services, about why the council doesn't have enough workers to get things fixed that we need done. It's the exact same issues that are coming up. And I think at the moment, there's an attempt by some to do this divide and conquer thing, to pit immigrants against Irish people and vice versa, that to try and frame things as if our interests are separate, which they aren't. We have far more in common that I think we should be fighting for, you know.
Originally from India, Supriya Singh has lived in Ireland for the past 8 years. She's just won a seat for Fine Gael in the Donegal area of Dublin City Council.
Really excited and very happy to see. I mean, when it was announced that I was there in the first preference votes, I was there in the fourth place, I was like, oh my God, thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, I was really thankful to the community for the trust they have shown in me. Ireland is our home now, and I wanted to give it back to the community. I want to work on the issues that matters most to the people in our community. For the Donegal local electorate area, with its growing population and new developments, I believe it is crucial to support this growth with proper infrastructure and amenities.
My name is Honore Kamini. I am originally from Cameroon. Been living in Ireland since 2002 and in Cork since 2006.
Was this your first time running?
It is my first time running, yes. I choose to run because I said to myself that I have to change Cork City Council. Set myself the target to change Cork City Council. I'm very proud of my achievement. I want to continue to work very, very, very hard so that my election today will serve as a pathway to the future generation. I want to leave a safe planet to my children, and only the Green Party can tick that box to me.
My name is Helen Ogbu, and I'm the councillor, elected councillor for Galway City, and I'm originally from Nigeria. I've lived in Ireland, I would say, continuously for about 19 years now. For me to be given this opportunity to be elected as councillor in Galway City East, I see this as history, and I see myself as being someone from a migrant's background. You know, it's a message. It's our community. This is where we belong to, and we are going to make sure that we partake and that we participate and we give back to a country that has welcomed us and that has given us the opportunity to flourish. It's a message to people to tell them, especially the young people, that if I can do it, they can do it.
And that was Galway Councillor Helen Ogbu ending that report from Ethna Dodd. Back in